this is. She got it from Jim. A clinical review of the works of Dr. Leonard McCoy and transmission network analysis of patient J. By Gala Trini of Regulus V, University of Andromeda, 2403.7. A Star Trek original series, Star Trek reboot series, fanfic, written by Angel Saves, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains, well, no significant pairing, but also all of the pairings, with additional tags for science, research, sexually transmitted diseases, recorded for Out of the Auditory 2020. She got it from Jim. 1. A clinical review of the works of Dr. Leonard McCoy and transmission network analysis of patient J. Author, Gala Trini of Regulus V, University of Andromeda, 2403.7. Abstract. Objectives. The author intended to review the recently published case studies of the late Dr. Leonard McCoy and place them in their proper context in galactic social history. Methods. The case studies were carefully read. Literature searches were conducted to connect the most interesting case study to medico-socio-historical events. Transmission network analysis was performed. Results. One specific patient appears to have been responsible for or connected to a disproportionate number of these events. Specifically, the patient noted as J in McCoy's documents. Conclusions. Further research on the sexual habits of Starfleet will be indispensable to the medical community at large. Introduction. The long-awaited publication of the late Dr. Leonard McCoy's case studies, 2, was the initial spark of this paper. Obviously, a physician of his caliber and with his wide experience of the universe would have fascinating insights on the medical profession. The author had, however, not expected to become interested in the exploits of one particular patient, noted as J in the good doctor's documents. Not only did this patient have a great number of injuries recorded, he had an unusual number of sexually transmitted diseases. The good doctor treated and cured all of these diseases, but often suspected that he had not done so in time to prevent their further transmission. This intriguing side note led the author to examine the timing of J's illnesses in the context of medico-socio-historical events through transmission network analysis. See Figure 1, a map of J's known sexual partners and their sexual partners. 2. And to discover that this single patient was very likely responsible for many of them. Discussion. In general, determining a connection between a single patient and larger events is extremely difficult. Fortunately for the author, J happened to have been allergic to both Malvaran mudfleas and Retinax 5, an uncommon combination. This allowed a comparison of J's information across various physicians' notes. Following are a selection of the most interesting cases with J's involvement. Q fever. 3. The first medico-socio-historical incident in which J plays a part is the discovery that Q fever was transmissible between Cations and humans. McCoy notes that J claimed to have had intercourse with a pair of Cation twins approximately 2 days before developing mild flu-like symptoms that lasted 10 days. Then jokes that perhaps it was, in fact, an act of intercourse with a common house cat instead. 2. The doctor will soon be renowned nearly as much for his humor as for his expertise, the author supposes. The timing of this entry was just 3 weeks ahead of the publication of a monograph by Dr. Morar of Kate, 15 Linsis, a Cation himself, describing the transmission of Q fever between a healthy Cation carrier of the disease and a human with allergies to Malvaran mudfleas and Retinax 5. None other than J. Chancroid. 4. The next sociomedical incident took no particular detective work on the part of the author. Dr. McCoy notes that the discovery of a chancroid on Jay's sexual organ led him to start a campaign to vaccinate the entire population of, and all visitors to, Argelius II against H. Ducray II. This has, naturally, played a large part in the increase of travel to Argelius II since then. Gonorrhea. 5. It has long been assumed that gonorrhea was naturally found in the population of Neural. However, there is a strong possibility that it was, in fact, brought to Neural by Dr. McCoy's patient Jay, who came down with a case of urethritis with purulent discharge and a throat infection shortly before their initial arrival on Neural in 2255, but failed to mention this to the doctor until shortly afterwards. 2. The doctor determined both of these ailments to be due to gonorrhea. Upon their second visit to Neural 7 years later, Jay appears to have picked up gonorrhea again. The Enterprise visited Triskelion not long afterwards. Although there is no documentation directly connecting this visit to the Triskelion gonorrhea epidemic of that year, it seems highly likely that patient Jay was at least one of the disease vectors. And, as everyone knows, the epidemic is what led Starfleet to send physicians to Triskelion, both to treat patients and to keep an eye on the provider's promise to educate the former thralls. Chlamydia. 6. Ever since the Horizon visited Sigma Iota II in 2168, that planet has been afflicted with chlamydia. From the doctor's notes, it appears that after the Enterprise's visit in 2268, Jay developed infectious urethritis. 2. Shortly thereafter, the ship was temporarily taken over by scouts from the Kelvin Empire. Nearly a century later, upon next contact with the Kelvin Empire, we learned that they believed themselves to have been cursed by the Enterprise, with a disease that turned out to be chlamydia. Jay, as the saying goes, strikes again. Pubic lice. 7. Pubic lice, or Pyrrhus pubis, is an obligate ectoparasite of humanoids, which has affected humans for over 3 million years. McCoy mentions that he helped to smuggle a Plutonian off-world at one point, and later treated him from what is colloquially known as a case of the crabs. Not long after that, the Enterprise was visited by a Scalosian ship, demanding some of their male crew members to expand their breeding population. According to McCoy's notes, Jay had an inventive solution to the problem, and also his own case of the crabs. 2. More recent contact with the Scalosians had led to the discovery that pubic lice, while unknown before their contact with Starfleet, are now endemic among their population. The simplest explanation would be that Jay shared his genetic material in the traditional way, and in doing so, shared his pubic lice. Andorian shingles. While the form of Andorian shingles that causes eyeball bleeding has long been known to be transmissible between Andorians and humans through casual contact, the sexually transmitted form was long believed to appear only in Andorians. 8. The work of physicians Duprin and Origula described the first human patient with this form of the disease as having an allergy to Mellivaran mudfleas and Retinax 5. And showing a dermatomal pattern of rash in S2. See Figure 2 and Figure 3, the areas in purple, for reference. 8. Dr. McCoy described the same rash in his patient Jay, though his language, as was his wont, was a great deal more colorful. 2. Conclusion. It is evident from the presented information that more research on the sexual conduct of Starfleet is essential. How many of their personnel are potentially super-sharers like Patient J? How much suffering could be prevented by arming them not only with contraceptive injections, but with vaccines that could protect against sexually transmitted diseases? We just don't know. References. Footnote 1. Lehrer, Tom. I got it from Agnes. Songs and More Songs by Tom Lehrer, 1997. Footnote 2. McCoy, Leonard, M.D. They're really making me do this. Starfleet, retrieved 2403.5. Footnote 3. Derek, E.H. Q fever, a new fever entity. Clinical features, diagnosis, and laboratory investigations. Medical Journal of Australia, 1937. 11-281-299. Footnote 4. See Sexually Transmitted Diseases, 49th edition, McGraw-Hill Professional, 2401. Pages 689-698 for description. Footnote 5. See the Galactic Health Institute's page on gonorrhea. Footnote 6. See the Galactic Health Institute's page on chlamydia. Footnote 7. Rapini, Ronald P. Bologna, Jean L. Gerizio, Joseph L. 2007. Dermatology, 2-volume set, St. Louis, Mosby. Footnote 8. Taprine, Aurigula, 2368. Antigenic and biologic differences in herpes virus and Doryanus. Progress in medical virology, 1000. 110-59. The end. Reader's notes. It's 10:40 p.m. on March 27th. Out of the auditory submissions close at midnight on March 27th. Come hell or high water, I will have something submitted. Here are some of the bloopers that tripped me up during recording. Literature searches were conducted to connect the most interesting case studies to medico-socio-historical fuck you, Angel Saves. The good doctor treated and cured all of these diseases, but often suspected that he had not done so in time to prevent their further transmission.
Abby, why don't you like oxygen?
The next socio-historical... Abby, why do you hate me? From the doctor's notes, it appears that after the Enterprise's visit in 2268, Jay developed infectious urethritis. Abby, why do you have such terrible medical words for penis discharge?
But seriously, Angel Saves, thank you so much for having blanket permission to podfic, and thank you for pointing this in my direction. I really appreciate it, and also I can't believe I missed this when it was already originally posted. I don't know. It's hilarious, and I love it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.